Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom by the words Mafrishin Aisan. So the Mishnah said that in the unfortunate event where Reuven and Shimon were married, they did Eversim with Rachel and Leah, and then when it came to the Nesuin, so by mistake Reuven did Nesuin with Leah, and Shimon did Nesuin with Rachel. So the Mishnah said that after the dust settles, we decide how many Averis there are over on. B'shaygeg, B'lamai said they're Ivra on the different Averis, and they have to bring Chatais for all the different Averis that they did, for all the different Isurim that they were Ivra on. After all that is said and done, they also have to separate from their wives for 3 months, because there's a concern that maybe the wife became pregnant, and we're not going to know who the father is, and we're not going to know the yichus of the child if they're together with their husbands now right away. So therefore we make them separate for 3 months, and by then we'll know if they're really expecting, if they're pregnant from the first via. Now ask the Gemara that it sounds like from the Mishnah that there's a concern that they became pregnant from that first bia, from Reuven's bia with Leah and Shimon's bia with Rachel. Now ask the Gemara that why would you suspect that they became pregnant from the first bia, but we have a klal, ein isha misaberes bebia rishayna, that a woman does not get pregnant from her first bia. So assuming the women, Rachel and Leah, in the Mishnah were besulais, assuming they were never together with another man before, I guess because the Mishnah is at least also talking about such a case, it's also talking about a case of besulais, so ask the Gemara, so why do they have to separate? In the case of besulais, there's a rule that ain isha misaberes bebia rishayna, a woman doesn't become pregnant from the first bia, and if so, assuming that they're besulais, so why should they have to separate? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, we're discussing a case where when Reuven did the Nesuin with Leah, so he was Baalu Vishanu. And Shimon also with Rachel, they were Baalu Vishanu. I guess before they figured the mistake, they already had Bia twice. So since they already had Bia twice, so therefore that's why there was a concern that maybe they were pregnant. However, ask the Gemara, Ve'alohad Tanya Rabbi Chiya Harei Kan, Rabbi Chiya made the cheshbon that if they were over on all four Isurim listed by the Mishnah of Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach, Achis Isha, and Nida, so Rabbi Chiya made the cheshbon that each one of them are over and have to bring 16 chatais. In total, there are four each, and in total, there's a total of 16 chatais, four for each person involved, four for Reuven, four for Shimon, four for Rachel, four for Leah, in total, 16 chatais. Now, if we're talking about a case where they were Baalu Vishanu, where they had Bia twice, so then Tlas and Vitartan Havyan, so then you have to double it. Each one's over and has to bring 8 chatais. Each one was over on 8 Isur. In total, it's going to come out to be 32 chatais, not 16 chatais. So if the Mishnah is talking about a case of Baal of Vishanu, so then how could Rabbi Chiya say that the total amount of chatais in our Mishnah is 16? So says the Gemara, that's not shver. Ulutameich, according to you, even if you're going to tell me that they only had Bia one time in the Mishnah, the Mishnah of Rabbi Chiya's member is still shver. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev HaKol Kayach V'Kayach, according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that when a person is together with someone who's aser to him, so he's chayev a separate chatas for each going in, for each kayach v'kayach, even if it's not a separate ma'isabiyah, but each kayach, he's already chayev within the same ma'isabiyah, each kayach v'kayach is chayev a separate chatos, so then tuva havyad, he's going to be chayev many more than 16, there's going to be a total of many more than 16 chatos, depending on how many kayachas there were, so that's how many chiyuvim there's going to be. Ella, what are you going to have to say? Ella, how are you going to understand Rabbi Chiya's memra, that Rabbi Chiya said that the total amount of chatos is 16? Ella, the b'kayach rishon kachashev, you'll have to say that he just meant for the ikur, for the first kayach, this is the amount of chatais there's going to be. And a chanami, if there's more kayaches, so then you have to just times it by the amount of kayaches there were. 2 kayaches will be 32. 3 kayaches will be 48. So you have to just keep adding to it based on the amount of kayaches. So hachanami, the bia rishayna kachashev, so here too also, even if we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they were baalu v'shanu, where they were together 2 times, it's not shver that it could still make sense with Rav Chiya's memra when Rav Chiya said that the total amount of chatayis is 16 because he was just counting for the first bia and a chanami, depending on how many bias there are. So then, for the amount of bias, there's going to be more chatayis. But for the ikar bia, for the first bia, so just for that, there's going to be a total of 16. Al Kopanim, so the Gemara, the Kasha, why do we have to separate the women from their husbands for 3 months? Ain Isha Misaberes Vivia Rishaina. There should be no chashash that they're pregnant from that first Bia. The Gemara's answer was that they had Bia twice. But the Gemara seems to be sticking with this klal that the general rule is that Ain Isha Misaberes the Bia Rishaina, that the woman does not become pregnant from her first Bia. However, now ask the Gemara on the whole Yisoid of Ein Isha Misaveris, the Via Rishayna. Ask the Gemara, Amar Le Rava Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman, how is that Yisoid true? V'hatamar b'Via Rishayna, Yabra. I'll prove to you against that cloud from a Ma'isa Shahaya. A Ma'isa Shahaya in Sefer Bereishis, where Tamar was together with Yehuda, and they had a baby together. Tamar was expecting. That's how she got in trouble. They were going to kill her because she was expecting. She was started to show signs of pregnancy. And if so, even though she was only together one time with Yehuda, it was the Bia Rishayna, and still she was pregnant. She got pregnant from the Bia Rishayna. Now you might ask, wait a minute, Tamar was already married to Er, and she was married to Einan, so she was already married twice. This is not really her Bia Rishayna. The Gemara is going to address that shortly, and the Gemara is going to say what we know from those who do Chumash Rashi is that Er v'Einan were never actually together with Tamar in a regular way, and so Tamar was still a Besula at the time that she was together with Yehuda. So she was still a Besula. She had never had a regular Bia with anyone before, and then she was together with Yehuda. And if so, so it comes out that she became pregnant from the Bia Rishayna. So ask the Gemara, if this klal is true, that Ein Isha Misaberes b'Bia Rishayna, so how did Tamar become pregnant from Yehuda? Now you could ask, what do you mean? Maybe Yehuda was together, maybe he was Ba'al Vishanu, maybe he was together with her twice, like we said before. So the Marsha says that we have a Messaira that know that Ma'isa Shaya Kachaya, that Tamar became pregnant from the Bia Rishayna with Yehuda. That's clearly some sort of Messaira that we have, that this is the case. So being that this is the Messiah that we have, that she became pregnant from the Bia Rishayna, ask the Gemara, this seems to contradict the rule that you said before, that Ein Isha Misaberes b'Bia Rishayna. So Amar Lei, so he answered back, that Tamar be'etzba macha. That Tamar, she was not really a Besula, she actually removed her Besula with her fingers. So Ein Echanami, she was never together with another man, but she was a Muchas Eitz, she had removed her Besula with her fingers. The Ben Yishchai explains in his Chubai Torah Lishma Simin Tafnun Aleph that she did that because she wanted to have a baby from Yehuda, so that's why she removed her besulim. But Al Kapanim, being that she removed her besulim, so it's not counted as the Bia Rishayna. The Yisayid of Ein Isha Misaberes, but Bia Rishayna means that the Bia that removes her besulim, that doesn't have the ability to impregnate her. But in this case, where she had already removed her besulim, so she was able to become pregnant from the Bia Rishayna. The Amr Rav Yitzchak, like Rav Yitzchak taught us, that that all the ladies in the base rabbi that they removed their besulim before they got married, so they called themselves Tamar, Al Shem Tamar, V'lama Nikra Shaman Tamar. Why did they call themselves Tamar, Al Shem Tamar, Shema Chabetzba? Because they were doing exactly what Tamar did, that she also removed her besulim with her fingers. So you see this idea that Tamar removed her besulim, and Mamela, it's not shver that she became pregnant from the Bia Rishayna, even though the klal is that Ein Isha Misaberes b'Bia Rishayna. Now the Gemara asked the Kasha that we mentioned before, that the Gemara seems to be saying that Tamar was a Besula Be'etzem right before this Ma'isa. And asked the Gemara, Havu Er V'Einan. But we know that Tamar was married to Er, and then when Er died, so then she married Einan, Yehuda's two sons. So Tamar was two of Yehuda's sons. So Tamar was first married to Er V'Einan, so she wasn't the Besula, L'chayr Stamal, it's the fact that she was married to Er V'Einan. So says the Gemara, no, that Er V'Einan Shimshu Shalai Kedarkan. That Er V'Einan, they never actually had Bia in the regular place. They did Bia Shalai Kedarkan, and Mamela Tamar was still a Besula at the time of the Maisa with Yehuda Batsam, except for the fact that she removed them by herself. However, ask the Gemara Meisve. So the Gemara has a few technical questions on this yisoid, on this idea that the Gemara just said that Er V'Einan were never actually together with Tamar in a regular way. They were only Shimshu Shalai Kedarkan. Ask the Gemara a few questions on that. Ask the Gemara Meisve question number one, that Kol Esrim Ba'arba Achodesh, we have a Braisa which says that during the entire 24 months refers to the period after a lady has a baby, the 24 months that she's nursing the child. So during those 24 months where a lady is nursing, So the halacha is dash mi befnim v'zoyer mi bachot. We've mentioned earlier in the Masechta that during those 24 months, at least in the times of Chazal, it was a sakana for a lady to become pregnant. During the 24 months after she already had one baby, it was a sakana for her to become pregnant because then she would lose her milk and then she would have no way to feed the child. She would have no way to feed the baby. So being that during those 24 months, it was a sakana to have a child. So the Braisa says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, different Rabbi Eliezer says that when the woman, a woman who's nursing, when she's together with her husband, so dash mi befnim, v'zayir mi bachod, stiver Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the way they could make it that she does not become pregnant is that when they're together, so he'll be together in the regular way, dash mi befnim, but then v'zayir mi bachod, when it's time for him to actually, for the zera to come out, so then he'll go outside of her body, and the zera will come out, mi bachod, and in this way, his wife won't become pregnant. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says, and that's the Eitzah. However, Amrulay, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, how could you say such an Eitzah? Halalu einay ela, ke maisei erva einon. That's completely awesome. That's maisei erva einon to do such a thing. So what do you see? That erva einon, they did have a regular bia. They just were careful that the zera wouldn't go in. But not that they were shimshu shalai kedarkon. It sounds like from here, from the Chachamim, that halalu einay ela, ke maisei erva einon, that this is considered a maisei erva einon to be dash mivnim v'zayir mibachot. It sounds like that's what erva einon did. But they did be'etzim have a bia in the regular place. So how could you say that they were shimshu shalai kedarkon? So says the Gemara, no. When the Braisa says that they said to Rabbi Eliezer that this is Kemaisa Erva Einon, they meant the Chav with the capital Chav. They meant it's Kemaisa Erva Einon. It's Kemaisa Erva Einon, v'loy Kemaisa Erva Einon. It's like the Maisa of Erva Einon, but it's also in a certain way not like the Maisa of Erva Einon. It's just like Erva Einon. It's not the exact same thing. It's Kim Maisa Erva Einon. It's similar to what Erva Einon did, because the Pasuk says, Vahaya imba el HS Achiv Shichis Arza. Because the Pasuk's clear that, there's the Pasuk, at least by Er, that the Zer went to waste. And so the Bia, he had, when he was Baal Tamar, so he didn't have the Zera go into the regular place. So in that sense, it's the same as Erva Einon. But it's also V'loike Maisa Erva Einon. It's also not exactly like the Maisa of Erva Einon, because the Ilu Hasam Shalei Kedarka V'achi Kedarka. Because by Erva Einon, the way they accomplished that was by doing a Bia Shalei Kedarka. Even the whole Bia was not in the regular place. As opposed to over here, when the Chachamim were arguing Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Eliezer was never saying to do Mamish what Erva Einon did. It was Bia Kedarka, just that the Zera should come out when Mibachotz. And so therefore it's not Mamish exactly the same as the Maisa Erva Einon, but it's similar to the Maisa Erva Einon, similar enough that the Chachamim held that it was Aser. But Al Kopanim, so it's no cash on what we said that Erva Einon was Shimshu Shalei Kedarka. So that's the end of question number one. We said that Erva Einon was Shimshu Shalei Kedarka. The Gemara asked from Braisa, it sounds like none. The Gemara says no, really that is what they did. So that's the Gemara now, a second question. That Bishlam Einon, I understand Einan, so Dichsiv be Vashikhis Arza. Sorry, so that pasuk was by Einan. By Einan, the pasuk says Vashikhis Arza. So by Einan, you see that clearly he was Shimei Shalei Kedarka, because the pasuk says Vashikhis Arza. Ela Er Minalan, but how do you know about Er? How do you know that Er also died from the same things? Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, it says Vayamas Gam Oisai. It says that when Einan died, it says that he also died. So what does it mean that he also died? It means that afu ba'isa misa meis. It means that they died from the same misa, meaning the same problem. The same thing that Einan did was also the problem, it was also the issue with Er. So you see from there that the same thing that Einan did, that's also what Er did. So just like by Einan it says, v'shicheis arza, so we can learn from him, from there, that also Er, his problem was v'shicheis arza. Now ask the Gemara question number three on this, that the Gemara said that Erva Einan was Shimshu Shalei Kedarkan, that Bishlam Einan Mishom Lo Yiyazera. I understand why Einan was Shimei Shalei Kedarka, because the pasuk says, the pasuk describes it. The pasuk says that the yeda einan ki loy lo yazera. He knew that the child wouldn't be named after him. The child would be al shem achiv hames. That einan was doing er was the first one to marry Tamar, and then when er died, so now einan was doing ibum. So since it wouldn't be the child wouldn't be nikra al shemai, it would be nikra al shem achiv. So therefore einan didn't want to have a child with Tamar, that it wouldn't even be considered like his child, at least to a certain extent. So therefore Einan wasn't interested. So we get it. The Torah explains why Einan didn't want to have a regular bia with Tamar. Ella says the Gemara, Ella Er, my time of Avinachi. But ask the Gemara, why didn't Er want to just have a child with Tamar? Why was he against having children? What's wrong with children? So says the Gemara that Be'etzem, nothing's wrong with children. Be'etzem, maybe Er wanted to have children, but Kedei Shalaitis Aver, the Yakhish Yoifya. That Er was concerned that maybe Tamar would become pregnant and then it would destroy her beauty. So Al's Tamar's beauty, Er didn't want Tamar to become pregnant, so that's why he never had a regular bia with her. Now the Nedi Bihuda and the Tshuva, Madura Kama, Evan Ezer, Simon Chav Beis, so the Nedi Bihuda asked, then why couldn't he at least have a bia Rishayna? We already said that Ein Isha Misaberes would be a Rishayna. So fact the Nedi Bihuda, why couldn't Er, at least Er, and then once he didn't, Einan, but why couldn't they at least do the bia Rishayna, since anyways, Ein Isha Misaberes would be a Rishayna? So the Nedi Bihuda proves from here, a big yisai, that even though Chazal say that Ein Isha Misaberes would be a Rishayna, Lamaisa, it is passable. It just means, Al Pi Raiv, you don't have to suspect that the person will have a child from the bia Rishayna. And you don't have to be concerned for it. Al Pi Raiv, Ein Isha Misaberes would be a Rishayna. But Lamaisa, it is passable. Meaning that it's passable. So Aaron Aina didn't want to take any sort of chances, and therefore they didn't even want to do the bia Rishayna. But Lamaisa, being that it is passable, it's right. That in Isha Misaberes, but it is Lamaisa possible. Which, in which case, if a lady has a, if a man marries a woman and she becomes pregnant from the Bia Rishayna, so no one has to suspect that maybe that she was Mizana or anything like that, because Lamaisa, this idea that in Isha Misaberes would be a Rishayna is only a rive. It is possible for a lady though to become pregnant even from the Bia Rishayna. Says the Gemara Vayter now, the Tanur Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says Oisa in describing the tumas shichva zera, when a man is together with a woman, so she becomes tame, the bia itself, the shichva zera itself is metame her, and the woman has to go to the mikvah besides the man, also the woman has to go to the mikvah. So we learned in the braisa, it says that Oisa, it says v'isha asher yishkav ish Oisa shichva zera, that she needs to go to the mikvah, v'rachotzu b'mayim, it's she, in normal cases she needs to go to the mikvah, but pratly Kala Divi Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to exclude the Kala, the Bia Rishayna. A woman does not become Tameh, at least from the Shechva Zera, from the Bia Rishayna. That's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha from Isa, that the Torah is Mekel on the Bia Rishayna, on the Bia Vekala, that she does not have to go to the mikvah. The Chachamim Aymerim Prat L'Shalei Kedarka. That no, Isa is coming to exclude a case where a woman is together with a man, Shalei Kedarka, that type of Bia is not metamah her that she would need to go to the mikvah. Now, Amar Le Rav Hain, Braid Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Hain, who was the son of Rav Nachman, he said to his father, Rav Nachman, that Lema Kasava, Rav Yehuda, had Taira Chasa al Tachshite Kala. That the Chayra, it seems from here, that the reason for Rav Yehuda, that he says that a Kala does not become Tamif from the Bia Rishayna, there wouldn't seem to be any logic in such a thing, it's a regular Bia, so why wouldn't the Bia Rishayna be Metamiher? Said Hain to his father, Rav Nachman, that it seems that the reason is because clearly the Torah had Rachmanus on her. She's wearing all her fresh new makeup, and the Torah doesn't require her to right after the Bia Rishayna to have to go to the mikvah. The Torah had was chasa al tachshite kala. The Torah had Rachmanus on her tachshitin that she shouldn't have to right away go to the mikvah. However, Amar Lei, Rav Nachman said back to him that no, there's a much more a logical explanation, that it's lefi she'ein isha misaberes mi bia rishayna. It's because, anyways, that's a bia that can't impregnate her. Since ein isha misaberes mi bia rishayna, so therefore that type of bia doesn't have the kayach to be metamer. Only the bia which could lead to a child, that type of bia is also what's metamer her, but the biri shayna of a kala, since it can't lead to a child, so it's also not metamer her. That was Rav Nachman's explanation for the halacha. But al kapanu, we have a machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Isa is coming to exclude a kala, that the biri shayna is not metamer her, and the chachamim say that no, it's referring to biya shalei kedarka. A biri shayna, if it's a biya kedarka, it is metamer her. Only a biya shalei kedarka, that's the type of biya that she does not become tame from. So says the Gemara, b'mayka mifigi. What's the machlekes talian? Says the Gemara, it's talian had a darish in the pasuk. Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan say that when the pasuk says v'isha asher yishkav ish oisa shichvas zera v'rachatu b'mayim, it says that if a man is together with a woman shichvas zera, so shichvas zera is prat lahara. It has to be a regular bia with zera that's coming to exclude hara, which is just the beginning of the bia where there's no zera. So that type of bia is not mitam of the woman when it's just hara. That's what the Chachamim learn from Shechavah Zera. And then Isa would then be teaching us the next bigger Chiddush. What would be the next bigger Chiddush on top of Hara? It's Prat L'Shalei Kedarka, where there is Zera, but it's not in the right place. So that's what we learn out from Isa. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Savar, that Shalei Kedarka V'Hara Mishechavah Zera Nafka. Rabbi Yehuda was comfortable learning both Hara and Shalei Kedarka, both from Shechavah Zera. Rashi explains, Hara is obviously excluded from Shechavah Zera because it's just a Tchilas Bia, when there's no Zera. And even Shalei Kedarka could also be excluded from Shechavah Zera, because Shechavah Zera is mashmash Zera in the right place, and Shalei Kedarka is when it's not in the right place, so therefore that could also be excluded from Shechavah Zera. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Hara and Shalei Kedarka were already excluded from Shechavah Zera, so he has Aysa as extra. So then he has Aysa as Prat Lekala. So Mamela, now that Aysa is extra, he has the ability to learn an even bigger Chiddush. And what's the next chiddush he's able to learn is that it's coming to exclude a bia rishayna. Bia rishayna, which ain't isha misaveres, bia rishayna, so that's excluded from Isa, that's not mitame her. Says the Gemara now, another halacha, that ki asa ravin, when Ravin came back to Chutz Laaretz, when he came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he said over some of the Torah that he learned in Eretz Yisrael, and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said over that Rabbi Yochanan said in Shir that Kol Sheshasa Achrei Baila Eser Shanim, any lady who already was, let's say, widowed or divorced from her husband, and she's been single now for 10 years, so she's waited now 10 years after being married, so then, but he says if she then gets married after 10 years, Shoveini Yailadas, you should know she's not able to have children. A lady who was married and then went 10 years without being married, so such a lady is not able to have children, that's a metzias. Amar Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman explained the metzias, where he explained a certain detail, that leishanu elishain daitel hinoseh. This that a lady is unable to have children after going 10 years without being married from her previous marriage, it's only if she never had in mind for 10 years she was Mesiach Das from ever getting married. If she was Mesiach Das from ever being married, so then that's when we say that if she went 10 years, so then she can't have children. But if she had in mind to get married, she just didn't find the right one, or she wasn't exactly ready at that exact time, but she always had her mind set on getting married or getting remarried, so then she would be able to have children. And the Gemara says a story about this, two stories in fact. Story number one, Amar le Rava lebas Rav Chista. Rava said to his wife was the daughter of Rav Chista. Rava married Rav Chista's daughter. So Rava said to the daughter of Rav Chista, he said to his wife, now the daughter of Rav Chista's daughter was really first married to Rami Bar Chama. She was married to Rami Bar Chama, and then after Rami Bar Chama died, so then Bas Rav Chista then waited 10 years, as we'll see. She waited 10 years, and then she married Rava. So Rava said to Bas Rav Chista that you should know, Kamaranani Rabbanan Abasrich, that people are spreading rumors about you, because it seems that they had a child together, that even though she went 10 years without having children, after her marriage to Rami Bar Chama, she went 10 years, and then she married Rava. People were spreading rumors. I guess they assumed that she wasn't interested in getting married. They thought that she was Mesiach Das from getting married. And now all of a sudden you have a child with Rava. It seems very suspicious. It seems like maybe you were Mizana at some point during those 10 years, that you weren't really being so kasher v'yasher during those 10 years, because you were still able to have a child, even though it seems like you went 10 years after your first marriage. So Amrelei, so she said back to Rava that no, the reason why I'm able to have a child is because I had my mind on you during that time. During those 10 years, I was thinking about marrying you. I guess that the time wasn't right, whatever the situation was. But she says to him, I already had in mind to marry you, which is how I'm able to have a child. And says the Gemara, another story, that he da asio lekami de Rav Yosef, there was a certain lady who came in front of Rav Yosef, and Amra Lois, so she said to him, that ana shahisi achar bali asr shanim v'yaladati, that you should know, I had 10 years after my marriage with my first husband, where I wasn't married, and still I was able to have a child. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef said to her, so Amar La, Rabbi Yosef said to her, that biti al taitsi laz al divrei chachamim, that don't spread rumors about Chazal. What Chazal say is 100% true. Chazal say if a lady goes 10 years after her first marriage, she's not able to have a child. If you're saying that you went 10 years, it means that you must have been Mizana at some point. So Amar Lei, so she said back to him, yes, you're right, you caught me, lenachin nevalti, I was together with a non-Jew, and that's how I'm still able to have children, and like that, Rabbi Yosef defended what Chazal say, that no, it's impossible for a lady after going 10 years without having, with being Mesiach Das, it's impossible for her to then afterwards have a child.